Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. The gospel accounts tells us that after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, he went into the wilderness to do battle with evil forces. Now, in the minds of the Jews at the time, the wilderness represented a hostile and ominous place. The wilderness was a place of hunger, thirst, death, outlaws, and demons. Brethren, let me ask you, where is the wilderness in our world today? For some, the wilderness may be found in the hallways of our high schools, where young people are under great pressure from their peers to conform to evil habits and practices. For some, the wilderness may be found in the media, where so many conflicting voices are vying for our hearts, minds, and souls. Others may find the wilderness in their own homes, where family squabbles are the norm and chaos runs rampant. Still others may be lost in the wilderness of materialism, where money is king. But, tragically, an ever-growing number of people find themselves in a wilderness of their own lusts and desires through addiction to drugs, sex, and pornography. Brethren, listen to me here. Is there a wilderness in your life? Is there a place in your life where you are doing battle with the forces of evil? Is there something you need to get rid of in order for Jesus to come in completely and vanquish your wilderness? If there is, don't feel as if there is no hope for change. Don't fall into the trap that you are helpless to change and resist the forces of evil. Now, in the book of James, chapter 4, we can read these comforting words, starting in verse 7. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will run away from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Friends, there is no doubt that the forces of evil are at work in our world today. There is also no doubt that the forces of evil are formidable. But brethren, the forces of evil are not invincible. We do not have to fight them alone. No matter what wilderness a person finds themselves, there is always a way out, and that is through God's divine help. Let us pray. Father God, we are all fragile and vulnerable human beings. We are all often tempted by the forces of evil. Let us remain assured that you are always there with your strength and your love to fight the good fight, regardless of the wilderness we find ourselves. Amen.